FM is a platform that champions diversity. Not all our programs reflect the views of the station.
Thank you. cry for you. The tears of holy joy for all the days of still to come. And did I ever say I'd never play a fly toward the sun? Maybe in the meantime something song.
Welcome to Caught It All with Karen. Good afternoon. The two tracks you just heard, the first one, the techno track, was Take Words in Return, and then good old In the Meantime by Space Hog. Oldie but a goodie. So let's continue on part five now of our Wise Woman Tradition Healing Wise series, based on the wise woman tradition. So, in this tradition, love is considered a crucial aspect of optimum nutrition. The wise one says that we need love to not only exist, but to survive. The constant inner flow of love creates an axis in the chaos of ongoing life and unwinding death. This axis, a string, a resonant fibre, it vibrates wholeness, humming a love song that sounds within you. And it flows out from you and touches and sounds in everything. We must compassionately embrace our multiple and contradictory self-images, unconditionally loving our own neediness. When we love and nourish all aspects of ourselves, a tender compassion for everyone too is nourished. We forgive ourselves deeply, and we realize that everyone, whoever wronged us, was a healer, a teacher, a lover of ours, and the heart bursts with compassion. Allowing absolutely the unjudging flow of compassion is the wise woman way. Once we are filled with unconditional love, just by being, we resonate with love and health, wholeness, and holiness. It flows out from you. Remember with compassion the absolute love I once rejected. I remember how vulnerable, how lonely I felt. I love myself as one who has rejected love, and so my love includes you in your rejection of love. Forgiving ourselves opens our vision to our limits, to our self-inflicted prisons. Truth and unconditional love support each other. Loving ourselves unconditionally strengthens our power to say no when our heart knows that beauty and truth are not present. To love yourself unconditionally, you must tell yourself the truth. You cannot hear your own truth if you are lying to others. Begin to tell the truth in the smallest thing. This brings you wholeness. Tell the truth often and you will be filled with beauty. You will be blessed. Revealing your own uniqueness is part of your blessing. Uniqueness is the truth of the wise woman way. One incidence of something is valid information in the wise woman tradition, each being unique. Every situation is unique. Every relationship is unique. Each pain, each problem is completely unique from the view of the wise woman tradition. The wise woman looks for the uniqueness, the difference, and not the similarity and the sameness. When a wise woman measures, she reveres these figures to the unique situation, the unique individual, and not the norm. The wise woman tradition understands healing as blood mysteries. The blood of birth and death, and the blood of nourishment. These are the natural knowledge of woman. These are the things that make us wise. The special powers and abilities of woman, especially menstrual powers, are central to the wise woman tradition. Men in the wise woman tradition must find the wise woman within themselves. Her power is her blood that flows, and her blood which is life and gives life. Every woman's menstrual blood and birth time blood is a holy mystery. The wise woman is a bloody-handed woman, a bloody-thighed woman, a woman who gives birth, a woman who sees to the other side of things. The blood mysteries teach us to remember that life and healing come from and return to woman, and the wise woman to the woman who bleeds and bleeds and does not die. Blood mysteries reveal the immense power of the bleeding woman, power enough to share in great nourishing giveaways. Give away from woman womb to earth womb. Give away from mother to matrix. Give away of nourisher to nourisher. When we bleed into the ground, our power regrounds as our blood flows through our root chakra and into the earth. We all come from the mother and return to the mother. When we die, we return to her embrace, her bloody rich womb place. I am a woman of wisdom. I know life, death, pain, health in my marrow, in my womb. I know the bloody places, the narrow bloody space between life and death, the bloody flow of letting life go. My blood is power, peaceful power. My blood is nourishment, blood of health, wholeness, holiness, not of sacrifice. My blood nourishes the growing fetus. My blood becomes milk to nourish the young child. My blood flows into the ground as nourishment for Mother Earth. I am woman, I am earth, I am nourishment. I am change. I am blatantly and repeatedly confronted with changes. Hormonal harmonics, stirring moontime visions, premenstrual crazies, orgasmic knowings, birth ecstasies, breastfeeding bliss, menopausal moods. Add a bit of red leaf to your herbal mixtures, any red leaf except poison ivy. That will make the medicine strong, says a friend, apprentice to a Native American shaman. And the wise woman inside me whispers, they do this to evoke the power for menstrual blood. According to the wise woman, menstruating, menopausal and postmenopausal women hold the following powers. Oneness with earth as a responsive, nurturing presence. Communication with plants, animals and rocks. Foreknowledge. Shape-shifting. Acutely sensitive senses of smell, taste, hearing, sight and touch. Healing and invisibility. And we'll be touching on how the wise woman is invisible in the following show next month. So until then, have a safe and happy and prosperous week or next 3 weeks. May God bless you and keep you. Ka kite anō.
The Meat Puppets. Any requests? Acoustically.